Hi. Can I help you with anything? Oh, thank you. You look really good tonight, too. That dress really suits you. So, is there a reason you came up to me? I see. Well, it's great to meet you. Oh, no, I'm not a teacher here, or, like, any sort of school official. I'm an alumni. I came here for the party. I'm guessing you are too? Oh, so that's why you approached me. Yeah, well, I wouldn't really expect anyone to remember me. I've changed a lot in the past 10 years. I probably wouldn't have been able to remember them, too. I don't remember most of the people I studied with. Sorry, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I'm General. My name sounds familiar. Really? Did we have any classes together? No, it's fine. 10 years ago was a long time ago, and like I said, I wouldn't have remembered either. I'll just assume you've heard about me from some mutual friends then. Anyway, I didn't get your name. What's your name? I said, what's your name? Do you want to go somewhere else so we can talk? Oh, I was not this social back then. I mean, I used to talk a lot freshman year, but being ugly on top of that, I was a real easy target for bullies. I didn't actually care too much about the bullying until I had a crush on this one girl. Sorry, I feel like I'm oversharing. Are you sure? You might have heard about it, actually. Basically, everyone in the school knew about it. Okay. So, sophomore year. I'm still annoying, still loud, new math class, and I develop a crush on this girl. She's pretty, kinda popular, but not the smartest. So I try to get closer to her by tutoring her math, and I try to get to know her. But, because she's popular, whatever I'd tell her, she'd tell it to other people and they'd use it against me. I think I only realized she was doing it after about 2 months. I stop talking to her, and suddenly it's the end of the year. I walk out of class one day, and there's a crowd gathered in front of my locker. I barge my way through, and I see a printed out image of someone's dick on my locker. And of course, people are claiming that I sent it to the girl I was tutoring. I'm standing there, confused and defending myself, when I get called into the principal's office about it. And I spend weeks compiling all the messages I have with her, proving I didn't do anything. But sadly, it's too late. My reputation's already been ruined, and for the next 2 years, people did anything they could to make me feel bad. Yeah, sorry. That's a lot to unload on someone. You seem kind of uncomfortable. Let's change the subject here. I think I asked you what your name was earlier, but I don't think you heard me. Oh, that's your name. Nothing, it's just that girl I was just talking about. That was her name too, actually. A weird coincidence, huh? Wait. So that's why you were reacting so weirdly. That was you? No. I don't want to hear your excuses. I was nothing but respectful to you, and you know that too. So what if you had a boyfriend at the time. You could have just told me, and I would have backed off instead of ruining my life. You know why I almost couldn't go to college because of that shit you did? And it's not like he meant shit anyway. He was just a high school boyfriend. Shut the fuck up. There is literally nothing you can say to defend yourself. What did I just say? You want me to let go, huh? Ironic, isn't it? If you didn't make me learn how to defend myself, you wouldn't be struggling like this right now. Hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm not gonna let you get away with this easily. Get down on your knees. And don't make this harder than it has to be. We both know that you deserve to make it up to me. I still remember what you said to everyone about my dick. You said it was small or something. If you're gonna lie about it, at least make it believable. Open your fucking mouth. I said open up. Aw, you're struggling already. It's not so small now, is it? Come on, suck on it. Don't just sit there with my cock in your mouth. You should be able to take the entire thing if it was so small. Like you said, right? Plus, you need to make it up to me anyway. So go on now. Don't be so scared. Keep going. Keep going. I know you can take in more. I need you to take in more. Still only able to take in half of it, huh? It's insane how you ever thought that picture was anything close to the size of my dick. We both know that I'm bigger than that, right? Say it. Say that you knew my dick was bigger than that. Yeah, can't say anything because your mouth's too stuffed full. That's what I thought. Whose dick was that, by the way? Your shitty ex's? No fucking wonder you're struggling so much with giving me head then, when all you had to teach you was Mr. Four-Incher. I don't know why you'd stick with something like that when I was clearly always better than him. Maybe if you'd taken me seriously instead of just treating me like a joke, I could have taught you more than just math. I could have taught you how to use your mouth properly. Instead of whatever the fuck you're doing right now to my cock. You're fucking awful at this, by the way. God damn. I thought you were a whore. What happened to you? You fucking fell off so hard after we graduated. Well, you're lucky. I'm still here to show you how after all this time. So let me do it. Let me show you how it's done. Like I always had to with you. You useless bitch. Fucking making me do all the work once again. Some things never change, huh? You're just as stupid as you used to be. Just as reliant on me to do every little thing for you like the dumb bitch you are. Mm-hmm. Does it hurt when I use your mouth like this? Huh? I can hear you struggling. Seems like you're not doing something right. Do you want me to stop? Well, too bad. I don't think you've made it up to me just yet. Let me show you how I really want you. Oh, fuck. Right there. Right there, that's more like it. You like when I fuck your mouth like this? Oh, your head hurts, huh? I don't give a fuck. No, I don't care if it hurts. Nobody said you were gonna have it easy tonight. You've had it easy the whole fucking time in high school. It's my turn to enjoy myself now. God, this is so fucking hot. And it's not even because I'm attracted to you. God, why would I think you're still hot? All you do is give shit head and look like a fucking idiot when you do it. It's the fact that I've finally gotten the upper hand here. You complying with everything I say. I used to think about you like this a lot, you know. Even back then, I'd fantasize about you on your knees for me, begging for me. No. Usually in my fantasies, you're hotter, and you beg me for more instead of begging me to stop. Hitting my thigh as if I'd let go. I'm not gonna stop, by the way. I'm not gonna let go. Thanks to your stupidity, I have to make do with what I can get. Can you feel my dick hardening in your mouth, huh? Couldn't even take all of it when it wasn't fully hard. Imagine how much more you're struggling now. Is it difficult to breathe around it? Good. I want you to beg with your eyes. Beg for me. Look at me like there's nothing else you need in the world other than breathe right now. Hey, where are you going? What? You thought I was done with you? I'm not gonna let you go that easy. Your mouth wasn't good enough for me to come in. I still need something to satisfy me. Let's see if your pussy can do that. See if it can take in more than that useless mouth of yours. Oh no. Don't worry about it. Your dress can definitely be lifted high enough for me to fuck you in. See? Oh. You don't have any underwear on. God, it's like you were begging someone to fuck you tonight, huh? Some things just don't change after all this time. Like how desperate you are for dick. Well, you're lucky you found me. Arch your ass out for me. Come on. Don't make me repeat myself. There we go. Fuck. There we go. There we go. You can be loud, you know. I know you want to. I'm not gonna stop you even if you want to. I could care less if someone walked in right now. But I know you do, right? I know you care about what people think of you. I know you do. Well, you want to know what I've thought about you all this time, since you care so much? I thought a lot about what I'd do when I finally got you like this alone with me. All the ways I'd get revenge on you for fucking up my life. You know, sometimes I think of killing you. Choke you with my hands. Eyes all desperate as you look at me. Lifeless. Begging for me to spare you. And I just ignore it. Squeeze my fingers even tighter around your neck. Until there's blue-black marks all over it. And the life drains out of your eyes. And then I realized that this would be too easy of a way out for you. I need to make sure you remember me for life. The way you hurt me. The way you hurt my future. I need to ruin yours. The exact same way you did with mine all those years ago. I need to make sure that whenever someone brings up my name in a room with you, you feel your breath coming to a halt as you try not to go down a spiral. I need to make sure you remember my cock for the rest of your life. I need to make sure that every time you fuck any other worthless man, you can't help but cry, because their dick will never live up to mine. Make sure you hate the fact that you love my cock so fucking much. You love it, don't you? You love my cock. You love it so fucking much. You can cry all you want. Beg me to stop. But we both know you secretly want more. No matter how much you say no, you can keep telling me to stop. But I know your body doesn't want to. It wants to continue gripping so tightly around my cock. Hey, don't cry so much now, come on. You don't want anyone to see you like this, huh? These walls aren't soundproof, you know. Cry a little too loud and someone could walk out right now and see you all limp and useless as you're being used by the school loser in the halls. So fucking worthless as you're crying over his cock. Imagine what they'd say when they see you like this. They'd think you're pathetic. So fucking down bad that you had to resort to my dick. Everyone used to tell me that I was delusional for thinking I'd be able to get you like this someday. Telling me you were too out of my league for thinking I could get you like this. I wonder who's laughing now. I wonder if someone walked in and saw you crying over my cock. I wonder how they all react. I wonder if they'd look at me in fear first, or at you in disgust. I guess we'll never know, though, because I think I'm close. You finally made it up to me, after all this time. Took you long enough. Stay still for me while I use you, okay? Just like every other man in your pathetic fucking life. I'm about to come, and you're gonna take it all. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck, take it. You fucking whore. You know, I really thought that would have been better. But whatever. At least you finally made it up to me for ruining my future.